Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
So I mentioned this before the break. I had sent out a text message to somebody I knew in the game because I was trying to figure out a timeline. Is it possible we would get breaking news on Major League Baseball? Because the players are supposed to vote yesterday on the owner's hardline. This is our last proposal. And so that vote didn't happen because Rob Manfred called up and said, hey, I want to talk. And they did talk. And then the players are supposed to vote today. But that vote has been delayed again because, according to my source, there is ongoing dialogue right now to delay the vote again. I said to my source in the game, I'm going to assume last-minute dialogue is probably encouraging. And he said, based upon the way this has gone, he's not getting carried away with any enthusiasm or optimism about where this is going. I don't know how we can't be optimistic about that, Gator. Look, I'm already pissed because they've blown a wonderful opportunity to start Major League Baseball on July 4th weekend.
Yep.
And especially when there's still a chance that we're going to have baseball. Hey, great, you came back, but you already effed up this great chance. And oh, by the way, we're out here starving 105 days without team sports. Major American team sports. But Gator, if they're talking and they keep delaying a vote, how am I not supposed to be encouraged by that? Wouldn't you think that that is likely to be good news?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's likely that it's good news or working towards an agreement and getting something ready to go. I think we're going to get COVID, man. I think that thing's just going to ruin everything. Just based on what's happening out of Florida right now and Arizona right now, and they kicked all the major league teams out because of COVID.
Well, the major league teams removed themselves. Like we're abandoning Florida.
Yeah, and now they've got 40 people have tested positive in baseball, and those numbers are just going to climb and climb and climb, and we don't. There's no guarantee, by the way, that if tested positive for COVID, that after 14 days you won't. There are a ton of stories of people that have continued to test positive well after the 14 days. So I'm becoming more skeptical that they can even get a season started. And it's not so much the lack of the agreement as it is just the nature of the virus.
Well, I feel like there's multiple hills to climb here.
Yeah.
The first one is the work agreement. I want to compartmentalize these discussions because I agree with you. I think this recent surge of COVID in other states, something that we have been through and have curtailed. We finally stopped the spread upwards yesterday. That tends to happen on weekends because I think fewer people get tested and they wait till Monday to get tested. But we're back down below 200 cases for the first time in 4 days or 5 days. But either way, you know, as far as if the two sides are at least talking, because yesterday's vote, by the way, was going to be a no. My source said they weren't going to vote and accept that, which would have been another dead end and led us closer to Manfred saying, fine, then 50 games. And then the player saying, forget it. We're striking or we're not playing. We refuse to report. But, you know, if talks are delaying the vote, I don't know why they'd be talking if there isn't positive dialogue, you know?
Well, there has to be positive dialogue. I'm curious to see where that comes from, though, because it seems, based on what Rob Manfred has said, is that they're not going to move off that 60 games because they're talking like, oh, sorry, that window's closed to have any more than 60 games. We only have 66 days to play 60 games, so... Sorry, guys, we just can't do more than 60.
I don't think that's what they're negotiating. I think it's other things.
I don't think that's what they're negotiating either. I think at this point now they're trying to find – the players are going to try to find a way to get some more money somehow in a 60-game season.
Right, the playoff pool.
Yeah, they'll get more money from the playoff pool, which it'll probably happen and with some agreement that maybe they double the money from that, which, okay, you'd still be $220 million less than what you could have gotten if the owners were negotiating in good faith, which they weren't. So I don't know. I've become kind of grumpy Gator when it comes to baseball right now because I'm so pissed at how things have just played itself out. This is nobody's doing what's right for the game or for the fans.
Ignored and what's good for the and by the way the fans and in this current environment kind of the country too. It would really help to have distractions to help keep some people maybe off the Florida beaches and watching baseball instead on television. But anyway, you know, there's so many other moving parts. We all what we hear about mostly is the games and the pro rata, the how much pay they're going to get. Are they going to get 100% of their per game pay? Are they going to get 70% of their per game pay? But there's all these other weird things like the playoff pool, the elimination of the DH. The expansion of the playoffs or not, how players are compensated if they test positive for COVID and can't play, like
service time starting.
There's all these other, you know, free agency in the offseason, all these other moving parts. It sounds like that is what's getting negotiated. That is what's getting talked about. And that is my guess. Again, just here logically, I'm going to connect dots and conclude that Major League Baseball is bending a little bit on those issues to try and bring the game back. It's a guess. It's an educated guess because I believe that the owners aren't moving off 60 games. And I think the players are going, all right, well, what else can make this work for us? And if there was nothing else that could make it work for them, the owners wouldn't be talking to them.
Right.
So, I mean, look, I'm looking at some of the feedback coming in. Like, here's one. I'm past the part where I'm encouraged by, hey, we're talking. That was a month ago. I'm done reading tea leaves. I want a date, a number of games, and playoff format signed by both sides. Yeah, maybe I'm talking about something that most of the people are like, I don't care anymore. Yeah,
And I'm kind of there with them in a way. I mean,
sounds
of course,
like you are.
Well, I am in a big way, yeah, except that I know that when baseball, if they do play games, I'm going to be all in watching them play games because I just love baseball and I want that to happen, but I've just been disgusted how this thing has been slow played by the owners. And there's no other way to look at it than that. I'm sorry. I can't look at it any other way when the owners had like three different proposals and they were all the same thing. It was just ridiculous that they were going to give the players basically 33% of what their original salary was going to be. And they found different ways and different formulas to present it where it made it look like it's a better deal, but it really wasn't a better deal. So now they're negotiating on, hey, can we have these changes that we're going to throw in for this shortened season? Are we going to lump these changes in for next year too before the collective bargaining agreement expires or not? And that's where they're at because the players, I think, are not in favor of a lot of these changes that are going to happen for the shortened season and that the owners want to implement for next year too. So we'll see how it works out. I think that they'll have an agreement for 60 games and hopefully that comes really soon. Like that should be announced really soon. And so this other stuff that needs to be worked out, the owners just got to be sitting back and smiling because they know they've got them and it's okay. It's one more year and we got to negotiate after next year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.